What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Big Facts No Cap, the only podcast that's number one with Pikachu and people who have tattoos. I'm Adrian, as always, here with Paul. Let's get big factin'. Let's get no cappin'.
Big facts. No.
Cap.
Big facts. No.
Cap.
No cap.
Big facts. No.
Cap.
Big facts. No.
Cap.
No cap.
Big facts. No.
Cap.
No cap.
So it turns out Coraline, not directed by Tim Burton.
Really?
Yeah.
So now who else is making that shit?
Some guy.
Just some dude?
Just some dude. I honestly have no idea. It could be some lady.
Oh, you're right. They do let them do that.
But, you know, I'm one of those people who says dude for women, too. So trans people can't get angry when I call them dude.
Does that happen to you a lot?
No, I'm making fun of the people who, like, they're like, I support trans people completely, but they're unreasonable when it comes to me calling them dude. That should be fair. You've never seen that opinion online, like, really sensitive?
Oh, I've had that discussion in person, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
My roommate. Yeah. Where are my dudes at?
Where are my dudes at?
No cap.
What else has been going on previous week?
Man, not much. Bit of a whirlwind. A lot of working hard, a lot of playing hard. I did go to a thing on Friday where I left comically early because it was a movie night in the park. Obviously, the start time said 7, but obviously the movies couldn't start till it got dark. So I kind of just hung around for like an hour until it finally started. And by the time the first short film was done, I was like, yeah, I'm tired. I want to go home. So I just packed up and left after the first of 5 short films. So that was kind of funny. That's happening to me way too often now.
What was the showing like?
It was this big, like, inflatable screen.
No. What was, like, the showing of people?
Oh, it was pretty good. I'd say maybe, like, 45 people.
Wait, showed up to a DSA short movie night?
It was promoted by DSA. It wasn't like a DSA event. It was Decarcerate Sacramento.
I mean, it was a Decarcerate event where they all, like, very obviously gonna be depressing. Would you have stuck around if it was like 5 Pixar shorts?
No. Yeah, I was just too tired to. I was like starting to nod off.
Well, yeah, because they're serious films. Like, that's not gonna keep your attention. There's no talking animals in those.
That's true. There was no rats cooking. Stuff like that.
Unless they were going to do Zootopia short for one of them, where it's like, why are the prisons full of only tigers and antelope?
Ooh, yeah, they should have done that. I thought the whole thing was like carnivores versus herbivores in that movie.
You're right. It wouldn't be. Well, tigers are the bad species of the carnivores. Antelope are the bad species of the herbivores.
Why the antelope? It shows the African animal.
Yeah, but most of them are. Either that or Australian. It's not my fault.
I see how your brain works.
No, you don't.
No cap.
I was just asking you how your week was.
Yeah, I mean, it was, yeah, like I said, kind of like a lot of work up front, and then I took a few days. What I'm supposed to do is, like, lab work half the week, and then, like, writing and dissertating, which I hate saying that as a verb, but, you know, like, actually writing up stuff half the week. And this week it just ended up being, like, the first half of the week was lab work, and so by the time it got to the second half of the week, I was like, eh, I don't really want to do all that now. So, you know, a lot of work, and then just, like, a couple of fun days. Oh, I did, I do want to bring back the Milan updates now that we're in the new season, and we got our Americans on full blast. They're killing it right now. Really fun game, a little 4-1 win over Torino on Saturday.
Oh, so it's not just the one. You guys have Americans?
Yeah, we have... Is that the
translation to kicking and screaming that they had in Italy where they had the two Americans join the team?
Actually, yeah. Definitely don't look like twins. It's a black guy and a white guy, but...
Oh, and why couldn't those people look like twins, Adrian? What are you saying?
I mean, I guess. Is that one of those things where you can have twins where, like, they're each a different fertilized egg by a different person, and so technically...
somebody hasn't watched the movie Ambulance by what's his name? You know the guy.
I don't know. I actually haven't.
Ambulance by Transformers guy.
Oh, Michael Bay.
Michael Bay. Yeah, he does that thing in that movie where the two brothers with a connection that runs deeper than any other connection in their lives, and they're doing like cool action shit together and would never betray each other. They're white and black and they're brothers, and it's really just never explained.
No, just some race blind casting.
I think he probably thought it was cool to do that and was like, they were adopted, or he had some sort of backstory in his mind and was like, it'll be cool if I never explained that.
Isn't that one of those things where Michael Bay often, doesn't he usually make lists of like people who are secretly geniuses but get made fun of or whatever?
Oh, I don't know. I guess so. I'm sure he's like very technically proficient at filmmaking. He's famously mean. I was gonna say it's probably a great set to work on because he's probably really good at like getting it moving, but I think he's famously mean to people.
Oh, was he mean to Megan Fox?
Oh yeah, they had big beef. She called him sexist, and then he like helped blacklist her, and then she had to apologize to him publicly, and then he let her start being in his movies again.
That's a weird relationship. I don't know about that.
Yeah.
Did she say in her apology, she was like, last night I let the liquor talk.
And he was like, okay, I can't blame you. Come on now, you were drinking.
I feel like it's like that, and then people will be like, Flava Flav is actually like, he knows how to play like 10 different instruments and he's really proficient at all of them. I don't know. This feels like a weird like article that you would see like 10 years ago on BuzzFeed or something.
The ones that get me, I know you're disqualifying this as not interesting, but I do find it interesting sometimes. What's his name?
You gotta give me more than that. You really gotta give me more than that.
Eric Andre.
Oh, yeah, because he went to Berkeley.
Eric Andre went to Berkeley, and then Jim Jeffries is professionally operatically trained.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that one. Can Australians even sing opera?
You know, you wouldn't think so. Actually, they have a pretty famous opera house in Sydney, so.
Oh, yeah, I guess you're right. Are you, have you ever actually seen an opera?
No, have you?
Should we do that for an episode?
Dude, I've never gone. Sick.
I'll shout out The Charismatic Voice, which is a YouTube channel that an opera singer hosts, where she does breakdowns of vocal performances. And she got recommended in my feed when she started doing a Lorna Shore rabbit hole, and she got really into death metal for a while. Or deathcore? I don't know. Yeah, people in their genres. Who cares?
You know when you've been watching somebody on YouTube a lot recently, and YouTube recommends one of their older videos to you?
Yeah.
That happened to me recently, and I was watching a lot of Townsend and Son videos, and they make recipes from 18th century America. We have to talk about something with the name of the video, and it was him looking like distraught. I was like, what the fuck happened? Did he like sexually harass somebody? Did he cheat on his wife? So I click on the video, and this was from 5 years ago. I was like, what happened back then? I'm just imagining all these horrible things he could have done.
Oh, damn.
Or what the scenario could be that got 18th century cooking in trouble. And he was upset because on the
one of his recipes was from the 19th century accidentally. He didn't do his research.
On the previous video, it was right after Trump's election victory, and he'd done Orange Fool as the recipe. And people had assumed it was a political statement. And he was upset people had assumed it was a political statement. He was like, we don't really talk about that stuff on this show. And he was just doing this whole thing. What?
What's an orange fool?
I guess some 18th century dessert, brother. I don't know. I didn't go back to that episode to watch.
Okay, all right.
Apparently, he'd also done it at Mount Vernon, like, you know, George Washington's home. So people were like, oh, this is a very targeted message at Trump. The orange fool in Washington? Come on now.
Yeah, what did he make a drink to go with it? A mango Mussolini? did he make a Cheeto in chief?
Like very, he was like, you know, you might be surprised, but in the 18th century, Cheetos were actually one of their most important caloric sources.
That's the only thing that didn't get rationed during the war.
They used them in almost every recipe. That is how I feel watching his channel and learning about how important apparently nutmeg was in the 18th century. I'm like, these motherfuckers thought it was like salt and pepper. Like nutmeg was the most important spice.
What were we talking about?
You just mentioned YouTube. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, do you have a media roundup or anything, or should we jump into the theme?
Oh, yeah, I guess I started doing my Milan update. I cut you off on that. We're going all the way. We're going all the way, baby. The only thing I wanted to shout out besides that was, dude, the New York Times. I know the New York crimes, don't get me wrong, on their reporting, but in terms of their game app, they've been putting in the work. They got the tiles game now. They got that really fun word lettered boxed or whatever game. And then now they have a new game called Connections, where you get 16 words and you have to find the groups of four that are connected through some kind of thing. And it's a very fun little brain teaser for the morning. I like it. I'm going to shout it out. It's fun.
Nice. I think what I've learned about that stuff is it is really about the variety. Like any single sort of like logic or puzzle game that you play daily is going to get boring eventually.
It's crazy how Wordle has still had the longevity that it's had, at least for like...
It doesn't deserve it, man. I don't know. I got bored of it, I don't know, within 2 months. I'm not trying to shame people who like are like, oh, me and my grandma do it every day, and it's how we know that the other person is still alive. Like, maybe you should text them, but...
I've seen that too, where people are like, yeah, I mean, I'm still in like 3 different Wordle group chats where we like talk about it every day.
I don't want to shame those people. I'm glad it gives you a connection with your family. I mean, purely from like a fun to play the game standpoint, that stuff gets pretty boring pretty quick. Just having a new one is usually way better than trying to keep playing an old one.
Yeah.
Like the crossword gets boring, though, everything. Yeah.
Yeah. I think I was talking to Drake the other day about him and Casey going through the other games too and liking some of them. So
dang.
People are getting hip to it. They're fun. Yeah. What about you, Jonia? Media roundup before we get into the theme arena?
No, not really.
I was supposed to... My song for today was not supposed to be Last Night, but it just fits so well with what we were talking about. My song for today is supposed to be Jordan Sparks' Tattoo. Just like a tattoo, I'll always have you. That's literally all I know of the song, so...
Okay, if you're going to do Jordan Sparks, you know that you have to pair it with Bubba Sparks.
Which song, Paul? Which Bubba Sparks song?
What's the one? The only famous one he has.
I don't know.
Booty, 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 rocking everywhere.
Is that Bubba Sparks?
I think, isn't it? All right. You ready to get into the theme? Actually, yeah, the theme, Bubba Sparks.
The theme. Jordan Sparks. American Idol. Do you want to do a quick switch? We could.
Yeah, we should.
No, the theme is tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
Tattooing. Paul and Adrian famously don't have tattoos.
Famously. Do I have tattoo opinions? What? You're more of the tattoo expert because of how much you enjoy the show, Ink Masters.
I love it. Yeah.
What's the Americana tattoos called?
Traditional? American traditional?
American traditional.
Yeah.
Ready for that trend to die. Ready for line drawings to die.
I guess if you mean in popularity, but like the whole point of it is that it's like classic. Like it's never going to go out of style completely.
Yeah, I meant die in popularity.
Okay. I feel like I don't really get a good sense of what the trends are in tattooing right now, because what I see mostly is just what my friends get, and they're all academic nerds, so.
Oh my gosh, how many tattoos have you seen academics get that are like the chemical symbol for something that they work with a lot?
Well, we work with animals, so it's a lot of animal tattoos, and then a lot of DNA. The Darwins, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I knew multiple people in grad school who had the Darwin, I think, with the tree.
Programmers always get a semicolon.
Wait, is that a thing?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was a different thing. Or I'm thinking about it with the other trend of people getting it.
Grammar Nazis? Who else gets semicolons?
People who survived suicide attempts.
Oh. Am I just seeing that on really sad programmers and assuming it's a programming thing?
That might be what it is, yeah. I'm not gonna lie, Paul, you might not be a good corporate culture where you are. Do they do that thing like at Cornell where like, my friend was telling me that on some of the dorms where like the honors kids, they had to like put nets outside the windows? Is that what it's like?
At Cornell, they don't put them outside the dorms. They put them on the cliffs.
Famously. Okay, that makes sense. Thanks for fact checking me, Snopes.
That would be so dark if they had to put them outside the dorms instead of just like, I don't know, nailing the windows shut.
Yeah. This does make me think that you just have a lot of really sad coworkers.
Well, I'm thinking of random people. Some people, like professors from college, I remember a couple of like grad students. I honestly think they might be getting it because they're programmers, Adrian. I'm not gonna lie. I'm not 100% convinced.
Okay. I mean, it is either one, I guess. I don't know. Yeah. But it, I mean, both trends do exist, or at least the one that I know does is a thing. I'm just saying, check up on your friends, Paul. Sounds like they need it. But yeah, so I'm kind of insulated from tattoo trends for the most part. I don't know what the young kids are getting at all.
Yeah, what? I don't know. You're right. Have I seen? I guess this is something we could probably at least figure out what a certain section of white nerd is getting if we went on Reddit's tattoos
subreddit. Yeah, don't spoil the third segment.
Yeah, but that's for ones people are making fun of. Like, we could see what people actually thought was cool. You know?
Yeah.
Are the people in your grad group who are getting animal tattoos, are they getting the, like, isopomorphic, like, the animal tattoos where it's, like, just shapes or, like, polygons?
No, they're usually, like, kind of photorealistic is what they're going for.
Oh, that's kind of cool. Yeah, I remember when, like, this was probably more like a real early 2010s trend, like a bear but made out of triangles and
I know what you're talking about, like geometric. Yeah, no, not a lot of that. I do remember, so I was I think multiple people have told me, usually when they talk about their tattoos, it's like, one, how far they went to find the person to do it because they're very particular about it, and two, how much money they spend on it, which is the main thing that keeps me from tattoos. Like, I'm not one of those people who's like, oh, I'm so scared of putting something permanent on my body. There's nothing I like that much. I don't really care that much. It's just, it seems like a lot of money to do it. Like, who has the money to throw around to get, like, a bunch of tattoos?
You're right. People never tell you about a medium amount of effort they would do, which I guess is selection bias. Why would those people mention it? But it's always either, I went across the world and paid $5 million to get this very important tattoo done for me. Or somebody was like, I was drunk at a party and they were doing stick and pokes. Ha ha.
Yeah, I do have a friend like that who just has like little tattoos that he's put on himself all over his body, like stars and stuff.
Nobody's ever like, you know, I did my research, but ultimately I went with somebody who was reasonably priced, whose artwork I liked a lot on Instagram.
Just the equivalent of someone who's like, I go to Sam's Club to get my car tires done because it's reasonable and it's reasonable.
It's good quality, but reasonable.
Yeah. But I was at a party and a guy was showing off a tattoo that he was getting worked on in like bouts, like segments. Like, he had to go for 6 hours and then wait a few months and then go for another 6 hours. So he was showing us part of the tattoo that was done. It was this big color piece of a monkey jumping from one branch to another branch, and he was like, yeah, it just kind of symbolizes, like, you know, taking a leap of faith in your life or whatever. And it was just me and one other person who was with him, and so there wasn't enough people for me to like look around and be like, oy vey, because the only other person who was in the room thought that was really cool.
what about that is not cool to you?
Hey, I'm not gonna spell it out, brother.
Oh, here's a tattoo story I have for you. Somebody whose name we can't mention, not because we're worried about hurting their feelings, but because Dorley has banned their name from being mentioned. But it's her ex-boyfriend. And I remember one time in Gilbert, I was hanging out with you and Dorley and him, and we were next to your old house, like your childhood home. We had walked through the woods to there.
Yeah, we walked to the lot where the trailer was.
And
I think we're smoking some gank ganja.
Well, I've never done that. But anyway. and I remember him showing us his tattoos and talking about them. And then I was like, oh, what does that actually say? Like, he had one written in Hebrew. And I was like, interesting choice. You're not Jewish. But what does that say? He did this like thing of like, oh, I don't like telling people. And I was like, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, I remember that.
It pissed me off so much. I was like, don't show me that. You can't like show people your tattoos like you think it's cool and you're proud of them and then do the fuck? This isn't like me randomly approaching you and being like, what's your tattoo mean? This was you showing off your tattoos and then telling me, oh yeah, I don't like to say.
Yeah, also, he is some the kind people, of guy who would do that.
Also, some people can read Hebrew, so it's like, who are you hiding it from? Just a population that can't read Hebrew? Go fuck also, yourself. Shout out, Gentile
shout
asshole.
Shout out to past Adrian, who meant to say that he learned Hebrew to sing a song from The Prince of Egypt, because that's what that was. I don't remember when I learned Swahili, or if my chorus teacher was just kind of an idiot and told us Swahili.
That was a
Which
very...
is not something that can be completely ruled out.
That was very funny. Why Swahili? Was it like Africa? And she was just like, good enough?
Close enough.
That close enough.
Yeah, any other stories? I don't want to just roast people. I mean, I have friends with cool tattoos, I think. Somewhere. I know Pierce is about to get one. He's about to splash some cash on it, too. He was talking about like... he got quoted from someone who he liked in San Francisco or something, and he was like, yeah, for this many hours, they're trying to charge me this much for that piece. And I was like, that's... I just can't get into this, man.
It's like learning about my friends who like records, where I'm like, it's cool, like, I see you enjoying your records, and the artwork is cool, but the fact that this little box of big cylinders, big flat circles, cost you, like, $1,000 just does not sit right with me. I can't like I can't justify it to myself as a hobby. Not my thing.
It is cool though, man. I do love some tattoos and I do love watching people get tattoos. And I respect the hell of it. And Bob Jones, if you're out there, thanks for taking a picture with my sister at Coin World or whatever that was. Quarter World. That was really cool of you, dude.
Do you think tramp stamps can make a comeback? Because I feel like at this point they should have an ironic, funny comeback.
I think Gen Z femboys are going to get really into it.
Ooh.
Yeah, I think that's where it's going to come back.
Two dolphins jumping at each other. You know what? That's just a classic image. Even if you don't get it on your lower back, I think two dolphins jumping towards each other should be a more common tattoo.
Oh, that reminds me. Is there anything that you see on people that like kind of tells you a lot about them if you like see it on a stranger? Aside from, like, hate tattoos or anything like that, you know?
I guess, like you pointed out, there's the ones where, like, people are like, oh, everybody who sees this tattoo knows there's a secret meaning. Like, I know, like, a black heart is a loved one died, and,
Ooh, I didn't even know that. I think Phil asked me on the phone, he was like, what was the last, like, tattoo that you saw that you really, like, liked or whatever? And I was like, I think the main thing that I see now is just, like, people with a lot of tattoos, and it's kind of like a gestalt aesthetic more than like I see a tattoo and I'm like, oh, that's a cool tattoo. I like how that person is just covered all of their entire arms in tattoos. It's kind of cool.
Once again, not trying to be a hater, but I think the opposite. I think the thing I see now in Charlotte is a lot of women with like one or two line drawing tattoos. Like they'll have like, you know, like lavender on their arm. And then maybe, like, one other tattoo on their back or something. But it's, like, always, like, very... a couple floral line drawings with a lot of space in between. Not really sleeves. They're, like, full tattooed people.
Interesting. I think it's because I notice a lot of, it's a lot of alt-punk people that I see around town in Sacramento that are kind of like that. And, you know, it's kind of antithetical to what I've said before, because Phil and I were talking about the aesthetics of it, and he was like, yeah, I don't really like any of Pete Davidson's tattoos, but I like the kind of aesthetic of just being covered in little drawings here and there. And I was like, nah, I kind of don't like that. It's a little messy. But for some reason, I like it when it's just kind of like more thematically consistent. If it's just a big arm piece of all the same thing, I kind of like.
If we're going to talk about Pete Davidson, and I know he gets tattoos removed constantly, so I have no idea if it's still there or covered up as well. But when he was on Hot 97... and he showed off his Hillary Clinton photorealistic tattoo in 2016.
What? You know, he can't make the joke because he's already made it himself in those Smart Water ads where he's talking about making dumb decisions at a tattoo parlor. And he's like, make a smart decision, drink Smart Water. But goddamn.
I know.
What a fucking...
you know, God. It shocks me how much relevant stories for this podcast are sourced from
Hot 2015,
yeah, 2015 to 2020 hip hop radio.
Which Paul is an expert on. All right, big question, Paul. Would you ever get a tattoo? And what would it be of?
I would, but I don't think I will. Like, I mean, I guess if, like, a really good tattoo artist...
Is it one of those
artists,
things where you have to wait for your parents to die?
I guess if, like, a really good tattoo... If I won a free tattoo from a really good tattoo artist on an Instagram giveaway, which I'm not on Instagram, so the chances are slim. I get... Yeah, I don't... Like, if the situation literally fell in my lap, I think I would get a tattoo, but it just seems like a lot. I always thought about getting a UFO, picking up a cow on the back of my calf, because I thought that would be funny. I like the imagery, but I just never put in the effort to go get it.
You always strike me as the kind of guy who would have, like, a tattoo of, like, a smiley face on his butt cheek that's just, like, for him. It's just for you.
I would get that too, I guess. I don't know. Maybe that feels more like a drunk stick and poke thing. And I think that at this point in my life, that's the most likely type of tattoo for me to get. Because I just don't see myself taking time and mental energy to find an artist and go to a tattoo parlor.
And then, like, the healing thing too. You have to, like, wrap it and whatever. And I don't know. I do remember... I think this does say a lot about a person where I was saying before about biologists and their tattoos and stuff. My undergrad advisor had a dragonfly on his thigh and stuff like that. But one that usually tells you a little bit more about a person is I had a manager at Trader Joe's who had a calf tattoo of Charles Darwin. And he was not a biologist. He was just like an edgy atheist guy. And like, I think kind of like leaned conservative too. He wasn't even like a big like... progressive person, but you really got the sense of like logic bro guy from that Charles Darwin tattoo. He kind of had a Gerard Carmichael thing. He kept talking about how he couldn't wait to be retired and rich so he could be conservative and not care about anybody. That does remind me though, I actually do have a friend who got a cover-up tattoo. I totally forgot about it, and like I talked to her during the process of like picking out what she wanted to get over it and stuff like that. But yeah, the tattoo was, she got it with her like roommates in college, and it was just the number of the apartment that they lived at, or like the street address or something. And so she like had it on her ribs, didn't like it anymore, and got it covered up with I think like some seagrass or something like that. It was kind of cool. It was like some kind of thing. All right, any last things that we want to talk about? I feel like there's probably a lot of stuff that we kind of missed on or whatever, but I don't know.
No, yeah, I'm good.
You never asked me what tattoo I would get.
Oh, what tattoo would you get?
Well, probably not going to do this anymore. Cause I've had all of my Miss Frizzle energy beaten out of me. But for a long time in grad school, I wanted to get, the Pokemon version of every animal that I had worked with, in my science career, on my calf or my thigh.
Yeah, I would have made fun of you for that. I would have called it corny.
A little sand skirt, a little comb bee, a little beautifly. And then I don't think there's a Daphnia Pokemon, so that's kind of where it hits a snag. Okay, here we go. I've sent it to you in the chat so you can read along. Okay, so I am bringing in a tattoo-specific advice column, so we might not see this again, who knows. But this is Ask Guy from GuyAtchison.com. He is a tattooer. Maybe I should look at his actual bio. Hold on. Let's see. He has a very janky website in terms of navigation. Let's see. Do-do-do-do-do. Okay, his about page is actually very, very long about how he ended up getting into tattooing, so I'm not going to read all that. He's a tattoo artist, and he has an advice column where he answers questions about tattoos, which is what our theme is for today, so that worked out for us. Paul, you ready for this question?
Yes, sir.
All right, it is kind of a weird technical question, but I think we can talk about the general, you know, the milieu of the question and all the stuff that's going on. Ask Guy, July 2014. I've gotten a great variety of questions ranging from artistic to professional to healing concerns, and I've been enjoying the diversity of conversation. This month, though, I'd like to touch on something a little different.
We all know that tattooing can have an ugly side, as the artistic standards rise to amazing heights across the profession, the garbage being done on skin by untrained scratchers just looks worse and worse. These folks are all too willing to ignore the professional standards of having clean working procedures, working on sober clients only, and avoiding tattooing minors. The last one is a particularly upsetting subject, as you'll see in the example below, but I believe that even situations like this one can be resolved in a positive way with a great tattoo. For any of you reading this who have teenagers in the house, show them this article. It's never too early to have the talk with them about avoiding bad tattoos, because the reality is, they just don't know any better. Cue from Mel. I'm hoping you can give me some advice. I have a 14-year-old daughter who has recently been running away from home. In her last runaway effort, she decided to have someone tattoo her. The first sight and news I had of this was a picture that had been uploaded on Facebook. Immediately, I cried. A few days later, I saw her in person, and it's almost like someone had painted her with a glue gun, because the lines actually sit above the skin to the point where you could put your fingernail under them and peel them off. At that point, I realized that they were very much real. They are across both of her legs, middle thigh high. So my first question is, what caused this? Can at some point they ever be removed? Considering the fact that clearly this is a backyard job and my daughter is 14, what should I be doing in terms of the law? I've always said that when the time came, I would be happy to pay for a tattoo through a legit above board tattooist to avoid this exact problem. My heartbreak is for other parents in similar circumstances, which there already seem to be many. Which there sadly seem to be many, who, unlike me, are not strong enough and annoyingly persistent enough to speak up, raise questions, and push authorities to make a stance, or at least investigate. Can you give me any information and advice, please?
Her 14-year-old has been running away from home, as in multiple times.
It's just a regular thing, you know.
She goes on the lam. She becomes an outlaw once every couple of months.
Yeah. Every now and then.
She grabs one of those sticks with a little bundle at the top and makes her way out of town.
You mean a stick and bindle? You know what? I forgot. It came to me while I was reading this question, but your siblings don't have tattoos, right?
No.
I forgot that both of mine do. But I'm not going to rate them on pod. Yeah, okay. So do you want to rate this tattoo off the bat?
Yeah, what's the one on her left leg say? Because I see honesty, and then it has what looks like a wreath coming out of one end and a puzzle piece on the other?
Yeah, I guess that is a puzzle piece. I thought it kind of looked like a state or something, like the outline of a state.
Is the whole thing supposed to be a key? Like, the wreath, what I thought was the wreath was like the handle, and the puzzle piece is like
It's like an old-timey key, like that you would have for like a big chamber.
Okay, and her right leg, like the key part, says honesty. The other one says love. Why does it have a dot? Like it's the V as an I.
It might just be bad tattooing. Honestly, the line work, pretty rough. It's a pretty chewed up tattoo, but it's not terrible. It's not as bad as it could be.
I'm not. It's not blurring or bleeding, but it's just janky, and the design is really bad.
It doesn't read super well. It did, you know, I mean, you're seeing it in real time. Paul and I are having to piece this together on what it is. Because it looked like a space invader with like a crunchy thing next to it. And then it takes a while to realize, oh, it's words in the middle of an old chamber key for some reason.
Yeah, you know when you tried to draw like a straight line all the way down your paper as a kid? That looks like the problem this guy was facing. Like his straight lines kind of just like wiggle.
His line work is not crisp.
Yeah.
But there's no shading or anything. It's all just black and white with nothing filled in.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not a clean tat, but...
Honestly, the love I get, because I'm sure she loves her boyfriend who she's running away to be with, but honesty...
Oh, wait, is that what it said?
Oh, I mean, she didn't mention a boyfriend, but why would a 14-year-old run away multiple times?
Girlfriend?
Or girlfriend. Yeah, if it's not for a significant other, you have to start... questioning why you're such a unlikable parent. If they're just running away to hang out by themselves, it might be on you.
Yeah, I really hate the handle on the key. The key, it kind of looks like a chicken nugget, like a little bit too. I don't know. Okay, so what's the advice? What caused her elevated bumpy tattoo? I assume not being worked on in a proper environment.
Yeah, but does that mean it's going to be less permanent? Like it's not so deep under the skin, so it's just like enough showers and enough dead skin falling, it'll be gone?
No, I don't think so. I think it's just as permanent. I think it just means it's not healing very well because the guy didn't do it in the most professional way possible.
Oh, like you think the bumpy part is scabbing, not the actual ache.
Yeah, it might not be healing well, yeah. I mean, it doesn't look that bad. It's not like red or anything. I'm not a doctor, yeah. though. I'm also, I don't know if I really believe in, I'm sure this is what this guy is going to take as his position is like, you know, you have to get a tattoo in only the most professional places by certified professionals who aren't going to do things like tattoo a minor, but I don't know if I totally believe in that. I think like we were saying earlier, like I would get a tattoo from someone at a party if they were offering.
Yeah, also think about how colonialist that mindset is towards indigenous tattoos.
Yeah. We didn't talk at all about tribal tattoos.
I was going to say, I 100% was saying that to be snarky and annoying, and I like that you were like, right on, brother.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I knew that you were doing it to be annoying, but also I did agree with it.
okay, cool. Glad we're all on the same page. Is there any sort of tattoo culture in Guatemala you know about?
That's why my parents don't like it, is it's only associated with gangs there. Yeah, so I'm sure it's probably changing. And your parents
don't like gangs? Gang?
No, they're not big into gang.
Got some nerd-ass parents, Adrian.
Yeah. Although they were really reasonable about it, though. They had, you know, the whole opinion of, like, once you're 18, you're an adult and you can do whatever you want, but we personally don't like tattoos.
Yeah, fair enough. Just to go back to this, we were making fun of her, but, like, the guy is a piece of shit for tattooing a 14-year-old.
Yeah. It's not a good design. I wonder if that's in his flashbook or something like that, because this is a weird design concept to come up with, but honestly, I don't know. I guess teenagers are like that.
Also, can we question the teenager for her bad choice in photography? Like, she took, like, the worst photo of these tattoos she could. Imagine from above. I mean, the tattoos are on the front of her thighs.
With a blurry thing at the top of the photo.
Yeah. You'd think after you got these photos, you'd be proud. You'd want to show it off. You know, you'd get somebody to take a photo from a little bit of a distance. Well,
you don't want it to look like overly rehearsed, you know? There's got to be some sense of edge to it.
Oh, you think this is candidness that she's going for?
Yeah. It's like you don't even understand little girls, Paul.
The photo does almost look like one of those two legs or hot dog photos.
I was kind of going to say that, too. I don't like how intently I'm looking at this little girl's legs, but yeah, they do kind of look like... Just roasting this little girl, Paul, beating her while she's down.
I mean, that's a meme. Anytime you take pictures of two legs up to the knees, they look like hot dogs if you don't show off the rest of the leg.
It kind of looks like they could just be really big thumbs.
Oh, it looked like a thumb and forefinger going to, like, pinch each other a little bit.
It kind of does if you really look at it. If you look through the picture instead of looking at it. Okay, we should probably stop body shaming this little girl.
I'm not body shaming her. I'm photography shaming. I'm shaming her photography skills. You really can't tell what her body even looks like in such a bad photo.
Yeah, Paul's really angry about that. I can see him on his screen.
Shut up, man.
Can at some point they ever be removed? I think so, right? I mean, what makes these any more permanent than other tattoos that are removed all the time? I guess if you have the money. Isn't that one of those things that people... I think the two fun facts about tattooing that everyone likes to say is that when you get it removed from a laser, like, you technically poop out the ink or something like that.
Oh.
Because it gets, like, absorbed into your, like, digestive system somehow. And then the other one is that tattoo ink isn't vegan, at least not regular tattoo ink.
Yeah.
So people will make fun of vegans who get tattoos without looking into it more.
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah, you can definitely laser this off, I assume, or get it covered up. I mean, it's kind of in that area where sometimes girls will get, like, the full, like, circled around tattoo type thing, where it's, like, some kind of pattern like that. It's kind of in prime position for that. It's going to be a little bit hard to cover up, though.
Yeah, this isn't an easy one to cover up. It's such a weird, chunky design.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why he had to make the lines, like, double thick. Like, you could tell he went over them a couple times.
Yeah, you know, you gotta make sure everything's nice and tight.
Honestly, I don't know much about tattooing. Maybe is there, like, big needles? Can you actually just make them thick by just pouring a bunch of ink in?
I don't know. I don't think that's true. I think you do have to go over them multiple times. So, Paul, would you call the cops on this person?
I guess so. But her daughter's running away multiple times a week. That's gonna be a lot of calls to the cops for every person she hangs out with.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. I mean, this guy should probably, if he's doing it out of a tattoo parlor, probably be shut down, right?
Oh, I think they said it was definitely a backyard job or something, right?
I mean, is she gonna rat on the person? If she does, what do the cops really do about this? Do you get a fine for, I don't know, what happens to you? Like,
that's what it feels like. This feels like something you should get a fine for. No one should be serving jail time for this.
I don't, if the person was like 16, yeah, they shouldn't be serving jail time. If they were 50 years old, maybe they should.
I guess so, maybe. I don't know. I mean, I just watched one short film about police abolition this weekend and about prison abolition. I don't know if I believe in sending people to jail for this. All right, yeah, so last part of the question was just answering whether or not she should be taking legal action.
Well, I mean, you're not going to get any money out of it. I guess report it to the police. But, like, outside of that, I don't know. Like, it's not like you're going to sue them in civil court and get money from this. Maybe you could. I really don't know. Seems like a...
I think you should take this to Judge Steve Harvey.
Ooh!
I think he'd have some things to say about this. I think he also, like you, would really focus on, why is she running away every other day?
You can't start the question with, my daughter's always running away. But anyway, let's get to the important part. She got this tattoo.
All right, do you want to hear the answer?
Yeah, let's hear the answer.
All right, it's a little bit long, but let's see. I'll speed read this a little bit. All right, our first answer from Guy. Hey, Mel. That truly sucks, but at least the work is on her legs, not her arms, or hands, or neck, as many youngsters are doing these days. Hopefully she'll learn from experience, and you can both make the most of it. Sounds like the tattoos are still healing. Does it appear to be infected? It's hard to tell in the picture. That would look like a red area around the scab, and or particularly thick, persistent, and painful scabbing, that kind of thing. If it's minor, a little antibiotic ointment, Neosporin, etc. can make a big difference. Apply in thin coats several times a day after thoroughly but gently washing it with soapy water and drying it. If it's bad, though, take her to a doctor ASAP. From the photo, it looks like it's pretty much just outlines, but they appear to be pretty much carved in there. One problem with kitchen tattooers is that they tend to reuse their needles over and over again, causing them to get hooked, barbed, and dull after all that mishandling. That's one of the reasons that work from these kind of practitioners is more likely to be scarred. You'll need to let the work heal and settle for a while, 6 months or so, to really know how dark or scarred it might be. Hopefully the skin will heal flat, although there's a good chance that there will be permanently raised areas, especially with the lines being plowed in the skin like they are. At that point, you'll have two basic options. The first would be laser treatments, which are really the only viable treatment that does not leave major scarring. Don't let any dermatologist talk you into cutting out the skin and sewing it back together. Whoa. I can't believe this is still considered a legitimate practice. Since it's just black ink, you may be able to remove the piece entirely with enough laser sessions. Remember that the tattoo will continue to fade for up to a year after the final treatment, but with carved in and scarred line work, it's likely that there would remain a visible trace of the work even after the whole lot of expensive treatments. The other option would be to make her wait until she is 18, then get a suitable cover-up, although the piece might need 2 or 3 laser sessions to lighten it up enough for a good cover job. The last thing you want to do is make the situation worse, so if retattooing the area is indeed an acceptable option, do your research. Most importantly, make sure you found a competent artist with an impressive portfolio who seems interested in taking on the project and appears to have a clear idea of where to proceed. Hopefully, this could be a way of rebuilding a bridge with your daughter. The two of you could work together doing the research, figuring out what she really wants, and finding the right artist to do the job. By offering to pay for the repair work, you can hopefully give her an incentive to not get scratched on again during the intervening years.
One thing about that, as an expert, I'm surprised he doesn't know that in a lot of states, you can get a tattoo before 18 with your parents' permission. And
is that
just
true?
That's something I learned from the people at our school who were like, oh yeah, I got a tattoo before 18 because of my parents' permission.
Did we have people at our school with tattoos?
Yeah. Oh, sorry, you were in IB. You didn't talk to the randos in the college prep classes.
That makes sense. Yeah, all the riffraff. As far as the law goes, it's up to you to decide if you want to expend your energy there. The enforcement of tattoo age limits and licensing can be pretty shaky in some communities. I remember a guy who was scratching all over our town's teenagers and getting away with it until one day he tattooed 5 15-year-old girls in their private regions, propositioned them, tried to take lewd photos, offered drugs, the whole shady 9 yards. Even after their parents contacted the local police, they got a very flaccid response, pretty much blaming the parents. It wasn't until they went to a local news station that the police found their mojo and dealt with the problem, which ended up involving jail time for the tattooer and a permanent ban on licensing him.
Oh, Adrian, try not to get too triggered that guy got jail time.
I don't appreciate the sentiment.
Well, I just thought you were all about prison abolition now.
Yeah, I watched one short film this weekend. So are you ready to chase it down? It might be a simple matter of calling the local health department, telling them what happened, and giving them the scratcher's address. Sometimes they will swiftly... I like how he's using scratcher as if it's like a known slur. Sometimes they will swiftly descend on the house, at bare minimum confiscate the equipment, but sometimes it can take a real push to get a reaction. Health departments are sometimes more useful for this purpose than the police. Ooh, okay. Okay, defund the police over here, baby. But regardless of how helpful or unhelpful the local authorities are, you will likely need some cooperation from your daughter, and if this scratcher is part of her social circle, that might be tough. But if she's willing to help you in fingering the miscreant and testifying against him, you'd be doing the community a favor. Alright, last two paragraphs. I've seen this situation before. Often the parents are tattooed and are fans of tattoos, but they don't want their kid to get anything done too young, which leads to some kind of rebellious bad decision making on the part of the teen. Teenagers are not always your most rational thinkers, so even offering to pay for their first tattoo when they are of age won't always be enough to prevent this from happening. But in most cases, that teen really needs their parents' support and understanding in understanding the mistake and turning it around into something positive. So it's up to both of you, together, to decide if this incident is going to be an entirely negative one or something that can make both of you stronger. A good tattoo experience can have the power to do that. All right, pretty comprehensive. A little bit technical. I think that was a really reasonable
response. He said about, like, you're going to have to think about if this person's your daughter's friend and if she's going to flip on them.
If the scratcher's your friend.
Before putting your weight behind... Like, I think you got to be more worried about your daughter and mending your relationship with her and keeping her at home than you do in prosecuting this guy, honestly. About it seems justice. Like you're really concentrating on the lesser of the two problems in your life.
Mm. Yeah, maybe focus on her running away again.
Yeah.
Maybe focus on booby-trapping her house so that she can't get out.
Yeah, how would... Well, you know, in Biden's America, with Bidenflation, how much does steel bars around your teenager's window cost nowadays?
I'd like to see. Really quick, before we finish this first half up, I will give a quick shout out to... So, the advice column kind of stopped being an advice column pretty soon into this run. And so, what he ended up pivoting to is he'll pick an artist, look at a few of their tattoos that they've done, and actually Photoshop improvements or things that he would have done differently on the tattoo. So kind of cool if you want to look at those.
Also seems like a great way to create enemies in the tattoo community.
Oh, no. I mean, there was one where, I mean, some of them he's pretty harsh on, but there was one where, like, he barely changed anything. It was like, yeah, this is a really solid tattoo. This guy's doing good work. He's like, you know, he's a young guy in the scene. I think he's going to be really good pretty soon.
Ooh.
I think it's all in good spirits. That is the other thing, too. You always forget about this, but I guess it's similar to, like, the way that you feel sometimes about the way I talk about academia, but he really name-checks a lot of people, and you're like, oh, yeah, I guess this is, like, the kind of thing where if you're good enough at tattooing, you probably know the other people who do this, like, very professionally, I guess. Get the whole thing where you're like, that guy, he apprenticed at Bob Mortimer's shop and then, you know, went over to Sean O'Malley's shop or whatever.
Why those names, man?
I think one's that UFC fighter who won his fight this week, and then the other one is that guy who goes on to British panel shows.
Shout out Sean O'Malley, Irish cousin to Connor O'Malley. All right, Adrian, are you ready for my column?
Yeah, what you got for me, Polly boy?
Got somebody who we've brought in before, Captain Awkward. One of those ones who has a big advice column, but they don't come up always because they don't have great SEO on Google.
Very bad SEO.
So... Unless you actually go to their site, you only find them semi-frequently.
Sometimes Dig will catch wind of them.
So this one, I'm just going to jump right into. Hi, Captain. I'm a girl in her mid-20s. Recently, I've been pre-dating a guy, hanging out with him and his friends, flirting a little, but nothing official. I'm South Asian and very visibly POC. One of his friends approached me and warned me that this guy has a swastika tattoo on his chest. But it's really sweet, and it's from the past, and he's not like that anymore. I grew up in Austria, and I'm 100% against neo-Nazis. They've harmed family members before, so this made me very wary. I asked him about it, and he said that his old friends, who were neo-Nazis, peer-pressured him into getting it. He says he doesn't hang out with those friends anymore, doesn't believe that stuff, and is saving up to get the tattoo removed. On one hand, he seems nice and swears that stuff is behind me. On the other hand, neo-Nazi and swastika tattoo. How is that not a comic book villain warning sign? I'm struggling between my belief that people should be given a second chance versus the very real repugnance and fear for my safety. Should I believe him when he says it's over and maybe chip in towards a tattoo removal? Or should I end this before it's begun and back away? I don't want him to feel like he's going to be forever judged for this. But on the other hand, I am judging him. I'm judging him hard. It's partly the fact that he didn't tell me himself, partly the fact he subscribed to an ideology that would see me and my family dead, partly the fact that he still has the tattoo, and partly my concern about what he might have done while he was with those friends. It's nice to say that people shouldn't be judged forever, but the harm you do to someone can last forever. Even if you change your mind and stop, they'll still wear the scars. Am I being unduly harsh here? I feel guilty about it. But I want to back off, and if I do, I have no idea how to explain to him that it's because of something he swears is over.
I got some thoughts off top.
Okay.
We're going to cut it out, but I did mention, we mentioned FD Signifier and T1J earlier, two black RedTube creators, and I don't know why, but they both do that thing where every creator, when they talk about the manosphere and stuff, is always like, hey man, I'm glad this wasn't around when I was growing up, because I probably would have gone down this rabbit hole. And it's like, what? I get you're trying to make people feel better, but like, I don't know, man. There's no, like, it's so weird to me that people are like really big into either they actually had a Nazi phase and then they're trying to be leftist now, or they're like, you know what? It could have happened to me, to be honest. It's just right place, right time. I would have been a neo-Nazi. I'm like, why are you saying that? Like, there's no situation where I would have been one.
I remember when Gamergate started, and I'm glad to say that I always thought it was bullshit and remember mocking them from day one. It is very funny that some people are like, if that happened to me, I would be a Nazi now. It's like, no, there's some people who can just see that that's bullshit. It's not every young man is just ready to become a Nazi at the drop of a hat.
Yeah, yeah. Anyways, that's one thing that made me think of. The other thing that it made me think of is I think it's pretty well established. Wait, what year is this? Because it's pretty well established now, 2018, that like a lot of tattoo shops will do it for free if it's a hate tattoo. Oh. They'll do a cover-up for free.
I think you might know that because of your interest in Ink Master. I don't know if everybody's as aware.
That is a really awkward episode, is the one where they bring in people to do free cover-ups of hate tattoos, and like, you know, some of the people there are black tattooers, and they're just talking to them, and the person's like, yeah, I was just hanging with the wrong people at the wrong time. I always meant to get this covered up, you know. It was a bad time for me. I don't know why I made him Southern. That was mad disrespectful. So this neo-Nazi, probably...
Don't date him.
Not the greatest guy.
Yeah. He should get a second chance from society. Like, he shouldn't go to jail. I don't know if he deserves a that chance pain with every girl.
Mm-hmm. Every POC girl that he's flirty with.
Yeah. Come on, we all know when people stop being, like, even if somebody stops being a Nazi or they stop being in, like, the Westboro Baptist Church or whatever, we all know those people are usually, it's not like they go all the way to the other end and have good opinions in politics. They usually just stop being...
No, they leave Westboro Baptist Church and then make a podcast about the witch trials of J.K. Rowling.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They usually just stop being so bigoted that they can't get jobs and are derided by society, but just bigoted enough to be in the mainstream. Doesn't mean, like, he's become, like, an open-minded, cool guy. It just means he realized that, like, people hate Nazis.
I guess we're bringing this back in again, but yeah, FD Signifier just had a B-Sides video where he was talking about how he's overemphasized how much, like, people actually get radicalized or de-radicalized, because apparently the research right now seems to point to the fact that, like, people who end up in far-right spaces online are basically just predisposed to already be open to that.
Yeah, of course.
Is what the research suggests.
I could have told you that 5 years ago. Like, it's so obvious.
Yeah, yeah, I think so, too. I think people just like giving themselves more credit than they deserve. but I think there's something to be said about peer pressure and being young and being dumb and not knowing all the implications of things. And then there's something to be said about, like, I don't know, man, you still made it there. You still got there.
I feel like also a lot of de-radicalization is people moving from outsider politics to acceptability politics. It's a lot of people going, being a Nazi means people find me a disgusting little sniveling rat. And then they stop being a Nazi, not because they've found moral clarity about the inherent right of every human being to exist, but because they no longer want to be derided by society, and they're like, oh wait, I can still basically be a horrible person by just supporting every US war. I can kill tons of brown people. I don't have to be a Nazi.
Damn, that's real talk. I always thought it was like they had one wild night where they realized everything that they thought was wrong, and then they wake up the next day and they're like, last night we let the liquor talk. Yeah, no, I think all good points. I think, you know, if you're hitting it off with this guy, I don't think, you know, you don't owe him anything. You don't even owe him an explanation if you stop talking to him, to be honest. I do think it's weird that she thought that he would be very open about the tattoo. Like, she's like, I had to find out from one of his friends. He didn't even open our conversation by talking about it.
I mean, most people with swastika tattoos are very proud of it. Well, they'll show it to you,
and then when
you
ask them
what it's about, they'll be like, oh, well, it's personal. I don't want to say.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I thought he was going to be like, oh, you're Indian, right? Like, hey, check this out, right? That's you guys, right?
He shows her in a mirror. He's like, that's you guys, right? And she turns around. He's like, no. He's closing the shirt up real quick. You can only see it in a mirror.
The idea of going up to somebody and saying, that's you guys, right? Oh, man. You Fruity Pebbles, baby.
She's an Indian who grew up in Austria. Kind of a cool backstory.
Yeah. She's got to be amazing at piano. All right. Anyways, you think it's about that time? Do you want to get to the answer, or anything else you want to say about it? What are all the questions that she asks? Should I believe him? I mean, I don't know. I guess actions, not but judge him on his actions. Should I end this before it's begun and back away? Yeah, probably a good time to make a clean break.
Oh yeah, like you said, also I need to get money together to pay for it. It seems like there's options. Like you said, people will remove it for free. So I guess with that information,
yeah,
she could just confront him with, well, why don't you get it removed for free from this place, this place, or this place? But also, it's like, who wants to start a relationship with somebody where you're forcing them to do something and confronting them? Just date somebody else. He deserves a second chance from society, not from you.
I did just see that they signed off with ill neo-Nazis, parentheses, she, her pronouns. If you're putting your pronouns at the end of your greetings or farewells, you shouldn't be dating an ex-neo-Nazi.
Yeah. The reply to this comment. Tattoos can be removed. But that costs money, he'll say. Yeah, money to remove tattoos can be earned, borrowed, GoFundMe'd. There are hero tattoo artists who will cover up these useful indiscretions for free. He's saving up. You say, great, keep saving, bro. Also, tattoo removal happens in stages, $200 to $500 sessions, multiple sessions depending on size. He could get started for relatively little money. Intending to remove your racist murder
Captain
symbol.
Awkward. I think showing being 1%.
Also, I was going to say, we did talk about the fact that this was published on Captain Awkward. I think this really goes past, like, oh, awkward.
Well, I don't know. Maybe she's just a fan of the outlet.
He could get started for relatively little money. Intending to remove your racist murder symbol and actually removing it are two different things. But he's really nice now and swears it's all over. But he's also someone who once thought it was cool to get a swastika tattooed on his chest, like a giant ass warning label. Like, go ahead and judge. Judge hard. You don't have to be fair or pre-forgive him for it or listen to stuff about second chances. Let it be a warning label that it is. Nazis murder people, and they want to get the state to murder more people. They wear and display symbols to frighten the people they want to kill. It's not complicated. If this guy wants to leave his Nazi past behind so bad, he can keep saving up for tattoo removal and not try to shortcut his way to redemption with your soft, non-judgmental kisses. He'll be judged about the symbol as long as he wears it on his body. You don't have to ignore your instincts to try to prove anything to him. Let him prove himself to you, to the world, first. Redemption is a process, and if he wants it, there is still work ahead. Your script could be, I've enjoyed talking with you these past few weeks, and I hope you're telling the truth about leaving all that behind. I don't think anything is going to happen with us right now, and I wanted to let you know. Good luck getting that tattoo removed. You don't really have to explain more. He has a murder symbol permanently inscribed on his body. People like his old friends have hurt members of your family. Dating rejection goes with that territory. Please, please, watch out for any attempts to paint you as the only girl who understands or the only girl who could redeem all that. He can be glad people are moving in a better direction. It doesn't mean we all have to prove anything to them or get closer to them as a reward for doing something that should have been done all along, i.e. not be Nazis. And please deliver the news that flirting time is over by text from a safe distance. P.S. Wanting to date Asian women is not necessarily a sign of reformed beliefs about race. Sorry, with Nazis, it can always get creepier. I'm not going to click on that link, but I'm sure it's something about how right-wing men like to date Asian women because they think they're subservient.
Okay. Paul, what'd you think?
Yeah, kind of what we said. I don't know.
I thought Captain Awkward really went for the throat more than I thought she would.
Also, we always make fun of people who give you a script. Scripts was pretty good. Pretty good compared to most scripts we get.
I guess so. Wasn't it part of the thing that he didn't know that she knew?
No, she's confronted him about it. That's how his friends told her.
Oh, right, that's why. Okay, yeah.
And then she confronted him.
Okay, yeah. You're right. My fault.
Yeah. You're fucking stupid, man.
I'm gonna become a neo-Nazi now because Paul is mean to me.
Oh, he's Arab. And we're gonna kill all the Arabs. We're gonna start supporting Israel. I'm gonna be like, they should bomb him, but also specifically his parents' house.
Yeah, I don't know. There's much else to say about that.
Mr. Netanyahu, get him.
Is Netanyahu still in charge?
Yeah, he's like dictator now.
I don't know why I thought they had a transition of power, a peaceful transition of power.
No, he came back into power and then removed like the Supreme Court from having the right to question his authority.
Oh, yeah.
Just like a tattoo, I'll always have you. Any other opinions about that answer?
No, I thought it was good. It hit all the points. Good job, Captain Awkward.
Good job, Captain Awkward. And when I see Nazis, I'm like, awkward.
Awkward.
All right, are you ready for a third segment?
Yeah, so Adrian, recently, on the front page of Reddit, I saw a tattoo from a subreddit called r/shittytattoos. It was a tattoo of a guy's like a pointer finger or index finger that had a picture of a platypus on it, and then his pointer finger had a fedora, so it was like a platypus, Perry's a platypus, switcheroo sort of thing he could do with his fingers. And that was on the front page of Reddit from the subreddit Shitty Tattoos. So I thought we'd go through some of the top r/shittytattoo posts and see if we agreed that they are shitty or not.
All right, let's see what our taste is like. Biggest regret, top one, is pretty, it's something.
Oh my gosh.
It's a guy who has a chest tattoo that makes it look like his head is on a tiny body that's piloting something? What is that?
I think like his body is supposed to be like a mech or something. Like it's implying that under his skin, his body is a mech.
Oh yeah, it makes him look like a tiny man who is like controlling his body as a machine.
I would say great execution, bad idea. It's kind of disgusting, but like the idea comes across really well. The shading.
I mean, it kind of makes him look like a hot dog with the shading color that they used. They really gave him like hot dog skin, but it's pretty good. I don't like his nipples. I don't know if that's part of the tattoo critique, but they kind of freak me out.
They're a little uneven too.
Yeah, but I mean, it's pretty fucking funny. It would be very bad for any intimate moment.
The next two on the subreddit are ones I've seen before, which is the next one up is the Perry the Platypus one I described.
Wait, that really made it to top of all time? It's such a good tattoo.
And the one below that is a person with one mechanical leg, and on their real leg, their right leg, they have a I'm with stupid thing tattooed, and it's pointing over to the mechanical leg.
It's conceptually funny. I don't like how much black is in the tattoo. They really could have left some more negative space in that.
It's too much shading, and one of the fingers kind of looks like a hot dog finger, like it's too poofy, the pointer finger.
Yeah, yeah, it's a little bit sausagey. It's a little Vienna sausagey.
Yeah. The shading on the letters is also a little much. I don't know. It looks a little bit like a default shading you'd get on like a PowerPoint font.
Yeah. Oh, wait, we should back this up a little bit. Hold on. Guy with the little body controlling himself tattoo, I'm going to give that an A tier.
Oh, really? It's freaky to look at. It makes me want to look away from him. So, see,
I think
here.
It's mostly just his nipples for me. I think tattoo's fine. Perry is S tier. That's a great tattoo.
The Perry? Yeah, I don't know. That's funny. That's cute. That's quirky. I wouldn't personally get it. I would feel a little embarrassed, but I like it. I would think it was cute on somebody else.
You know, what I say about this tattoo is that it's completely unexpected. And by completely unexpected, I mean complete. I can't remember what Diefenschmerz's fucking thing is.
Completely expected.
Completely expected.
I'm a stupid one. Right. That's a C tier or D tier.
Yeah, I don't really love the execution on that tattoo, but it is funny. It's a good way. Actually, there was an episode of Ink Master where they specifically tattooed the people's amputees' actual like mechanical parts. So you can get like a design tattooed onto it or painted onto it. It was like a little flash challenge. It was pretty cool. You should look into getting that done too. Random person on Reddit from only 27 days ago. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I told you, this subreddit is really like a weird recent phenomenon. Like, the posts we've gone over right now are 2 months, 2 days.
It feels like 27 days. It should have been a thing for so long ago. It feels like it should have been a thing from a long time ago. The next one I think is kind of boring. I don't really like tattoos like that.
I also, so it's a tattoo on somebody's forearm that says this body will be a corpse. A lot of bleeding going on. But like, he couldn't get something good to do it.
That S on corpse is pretty bad.
Yeah.
I think that's what they call blowout in tattooing. I don't know. But yeah, that S is like, it stands out as being very over pounded in.
Like it almost feels like if you were painting on a piece of paper, it's like the ink bleeding into the other regions.
Yeah, exactly. Give that a D tier. Okay, well, that's not even a tattoo. I don't know why this one's being upvoted.
Yeah, when I was 12, I stabbed my finger on accident trying to open a pen. I'm certain this has never gone away. I guess people like the idea that it is the deconstruction of what a tattoo is.
Wait, this person's hand looks a lot like mine. And I also have a mark really close to what his looks like. Did someone take a picture of my hand? Like, I'm looking at it right now, and it looks like I can, like, put it right over. And, like, I literally have a little mark on my finger, like, a little bit more to the right than he does, and I don't know what it's from. Am I going crazy right now? What the fuck is going on? They kind of look like my hands, don't they?
No. Yes, it is a dark-skinned person.
I mean, it's not even that dark. Yeah, I guess it's also just not good lighting, but okay.
Let's see if they've posted any other pictures of themselves. Maybe they've posted on r/rateme.
Oh, they do call themselves the Black Swordsman. No pics. Didn't happen.
They're not posting on r/rateme, r/am I ugly.
Just on Peloton Cycle. Okay, all right, let's go to the actual tattoos.
The next one is the first legitimately some really bad tattoos.
Yeah. Got a tattoo gun when I was 16.
And it looks like Pete Davidson style little doodles all over their body, but worse. I think the funniest one is the dice that's really badly drawn, so it's not even really a cube. Like
it looks like a piece of Swiss cheese. it's very much like notebook doodles.
Yeah.
And it's just not for me.
I think some people would think it's like a cute idea, like it almost, you know, people like purposefully bad things, but yeah, I mean, it's not for me. I say it looks so stupid. I don't like it.
Yeah. Okay, do you want to do this cover up or skip it?
Skip it.
It is our first female. Oh, okay, never mind.
Finally, the first incredibly bad tattoo.
What do you mean? Execution or conceptually?
Conceptually.
Execution, it does have that thing where it feels like it's healing a little bit wonky. It's like very like kind of 3D almost because it's been like,
oh, you're right,
it's kind of raised up and pounded in. But conceptually, I think it's amazing.
You like somebody having victim of circumstance written in like what looks like half an inch.
Oh, can you not fucking
wide
read?
Block letters?
It says victim of circumcision.
It's my dyslexia, man. Never mind, this tattoo is fly. That's the coolest shit I've ever seen. I'm sorry, man.
I was like, I don't understand what Paul is talking about, man. This is hard as hell.
Well, now you see, I misunderstood.
Just going to a fucking bris with that on your arm? Are you kidding me?
Next up, we have somebody's brother who did their tattoo, and they had to mention I was sober when it happened.
Hmm.
And it's of a really, like, low-effort ghost. Like,
yeah, a little ghost guy.
It looks like a ghost from Pac-Man, but maybe with a little bit more length and flow
to their body. The next picture shows how, like, it would be on, like, a Target design thing. It's just, like, a little ghost.
Yeah.
Little ghost with a little, like, kind of, like, squiggly bottom. I can see why people are endeared by it. I think it's cute. The line works bad, but that's kind of part of the charm.
Yeah. It's so close to that person who got a tattoo gun when they were 16 while just being simple enough that, like, you don't care because it's not trying to be 3D or look like anything.
It's not everywhere either.
Yeah.
I mean, it does look like they have a few more tattoos next to it, but it looks pretty singular. It looks intent. There's intent behind it.
Next up, we got a Xan addict.
Giving that B tier.
Who says that they were an ex-Xan addict. And he has multiple tattoos on him. One says thug with like dots between every letter, but I'm kind of annoyed that there isn't a dot after G, so it just makes me think that the acronym is THU, and that the G doesn't have an acronym.
I don't have much to say about this one, to be honest. I don't know. It's not very good. But also, he just generally looks like a guy who doesn't make really good decisions with his life.
He has a broken heart where, like, a teardrop tattoo would be. What's it say under the crown in the middle of his chest?
I'm gonna have to zoom in. Oh, yeah, it says, last night we let the liquor talk.
Or I always used to say when I was younger, I was like, I want to get a tattoo, but I think I want to wait till I'm ripped, because it's like, why am I going to get art on my body if I haven't even gotten to the point where my body is art?
Okay. Damn. All right.
No, I really, like, I mean, it sounds like a joke, but I really felt that way. It's like, I don't know. I don't want to get a bunch of drawings on my body if I'm not, like, I feel like the first thing I should do to make my body look sweet as hell is get ripped.
I mean, how are they going to tattoo some, like, a two-dimensional thing on your cum gutters, Paul?
But this guy really did not follow that advice. He's like, it's okay to look like a bit of a chubby loser and get all these oddly intense tattoos.
Yeah, I'm not mad at it.
I don't know. I don't think you should have, like, little hairy nips and a slight man boob and a chubby tummy with thug written across your stomach.
I think that's kind of who I imagine when I think of someone with a thug tattoo on them.
I don't know. I imagine Tupac with thug life, man. I imagine somebody ripped.
Well, I'm sorry he can't live up to your platonic ideal of what a male body should look like, Paul.
And let's end on the next one because it is awesome.
All right. It's Gandalf with big ol' titties. Black and white. I don't know if it's Gandalf the Grey or Gandalf the White. I don't know enough about this series, but...
I think it's Gandalf the White.
It's Gandalf with big ol' titties.
And it's like...
This person's a coward, and they're not claiming it as their own. They're saying that they found this in a Facebook group, but I think it's theirs.
My biggest issue with it stylistically is that the beard blends into the shirt. There's no distinction.
I think my biggest issue with it is that the tattoos next to it don't look good and make it look weird. If that was just that, I think it'd kind of be hard.
Also, Gandalf's titties. It's like a dress with like a diamond slit so that you can see, like, it's not side boob, upper boob, or under boob. It's center boob.
Yeah.
Which is a very, like, specific choice.
I don't know. It's just, yeah, it's Gandalf doing his hot girl summer.
I don't know. A tit slit in a dress is a weird choice. That's aggressive. Also, especially because of the fact that he's wearing long sleeves.
Yeah, it doesn't really, like, is this Gandalf walking through the forest, or is this Gandalf on the beach, or, like, when would he be wearing this outfit with his big old titties?
I don't know, man. I think it's upsetting me to look at for so long.
I kind of like the way that they do the little, like, highlighting effect is actually kind of cool.
The, like, line mixed with the actual shading.
So the entire thing is, like, outlined with, like, lines going out with white lines in between that actually kind of give it a real nice pop. But yeah, I think you're right. The worst part is the beard, and like that middle section gets a little unclear.
All right. I think that's C to D tier for me.
Oh, that's double D tier for me. Come on now.
Come on now.
Wait, you didn't want to get it to, you didn't want to get to the one where it's the black guy and the Native American hugging each other saying it hurts, I know.
Where is that?
It's like four more down.
Execution wise, incredible. Wow, that's actually like great artwork.
Yeah.
Am I out of, other than the Native American's mouth being a rectangle for some reason, I really.
Yeah. It's really got Grappler of Baki vibes, where you can see that, like, whoever did this understands what muscles are in a human body and how they would grow.
It is so insanely homoerotic.
Talk about cum gutters, dude.
These men are sexy.
But also in pain.
Also, other than the Native American guy's mouth, really weird mouth on him.
Yeah. Well, he's like gritting his teeth because it hurts.
Yeah, but also it's a perfect rectangle. So all the they put so much detail into his abs and pelvic region and left out any detail in his mouth. It's just a rectangle with a line down the center filled white.
Oh, God. Yeah. All right. Cool. Big facts. No cap.
Oh, yeah. A tier for that one.
Oh, yeah. A tier.
Big fact. If you're going to get a tattoo, it should be of the cool S symbol from middle school.
My big fact, no cap, is that if you have a hate tattoo, you can get it covered up, but maybe don't expect cute Indian ladies to fuck with you.